نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Zulqa'dah 1446 and we are here in Bertrams for the foreign listeners and people who are listening over the airwaves. And mashallah, we thank our Mawlana Umar, who is the Imam here for more than 35 years, all the trustees, and mashallah, all the musallis also, and my brother Ahmed Abdi, who brought me here. Jazakumullahu khairan. Quickly, my time is very limited. I've got 5 topics to speak about. Number one, what happened in Pakistan and India. Do we even know what's really happening, brothers? Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse 82. The last verse of the 6 Jews, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies, you Muslims will find now and in the future, are the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. But many a time we make a mistake. You can't say every Jew. You can't say every Hindu. لَيْسُ سَوَاءَ Quran says. Yes, we must say majority of the Jews, majority of the Hindus, our arch enemy. And you can see the unholy alliance between Israel and India nowadays. So what was the whole aim of this exercise? So India, America, France, the Western powers, Israel, all wanted to attack Pakistan, and the main objective was what? To finish their nuclear. That why must a Muslim country be a nuclear power? وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ They plot and plan, and Allah plans. But China is watching everything. Not that China is a good friend of ours, he's a good friend of Pakistan. We stayed in Pakistan 7 years, so we know a little bit. So he's a very good friend for their own agenda. So they watching all what's happening there. So they came in, Turkey came in. Allah Jalla Allah, not that Pakistan, we stayed there. We know how corrupted they are, and their army is so corrupted. But Allah gave them victory. The army chief, mashallah, Hafiz Aslam Munir, now he's a Hafiz, and they gave him a title, now Field Marshal. The second time only in Pakistan's history a person has been called Field Marshal. First one was Ayub Khan, and now is Hafiz Munir. So it's a great distinction for him. So what they did, they finished East India up to pieces, remember, as far as their military goes, and as far as their army go, and they complete this array. And therefore, the Americans and the Israelis don't want to speak too much about that. They thought they were flattened Pakistan, but Allah Jalla wa Ala, in His infinite grace and mercy, gave a spectacular and magnificent victory to Pakistan. So on radio we say, Pakistan Zindabad. Those of you, you don't understand Pakistan Zindabad, Pakistan long live. They're Muslim, but they got their weaknesses. We got million, billion, zillion weaknesses as well and sins. So Allah Ta'ala give them victory and have them from the enemy. So you need to understand that first point. Second point, remember that you find that Israel one side and Hamas one side. I find it very strange today, our Muslims and our ulama and our scholars also, they don't want to use the word Hamas. Why? I met Hamas. I've been to Palestine 5 times with Allah's help. Now, you see, otherwise I should be there a long time with Allah's help. So we must promote Hamas, despite their weaknesses, remember. They are the ones who are protecting Masjid al-Aqsa. The Imam of the Haram, Bandar Balila, I can't even call him Sheikh. You know, Bandar in Urdu means monkey, you know. But this Bandar don't mean monkey, yeah? It means handsome and a Bandargah, you know. It means a harbor and a port. But sometimes they give khutbah just like monkeys, you know. So anyway, you must remember these type of people. So the point of last week's khutbah, this week's khutbah, the same. Different imam, but they speak the same things. Oh, I called it lullaby khutbahs. I was here outside, I was translating. Every Friday I translate, you know, the khutbah with Allah's help. So then, he never even made dua for Aqsa. So which kind of imam you are? For the king, long dua. For MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, long dua. And all that. For Majidul Aqsa, no dua. I mean, what's wrong with you? But oh, Johnny, you'll make dua for him. You know Johnny. Trump was there now. He told him, Johnny, stand up, Johnny. For Murtad bin Shaitan, he made him stand up after he gave the $1.4 trillion. He humiliated him in front of the world. He said, Johnny, stand up, Johnny. See? So this is our Muslim leadership. Hopeless, useless, impotent. You must remember that. So we must understand what's happening on the ground. If somebody asks you, when was Hamas formed? We don't even know the basics. You are Maulvis, you're becoming ulama. Do you know? When was Hamas formed? Mallam ya'rif ahla zamani fa wa jahilun. If you don't know even the current affairs, in Islamic law, you're a jahil actually. You can be Bukhari or whatever. We must know what is happening in the world today. So you can't divorce and detach yourself from these type of things. So we must be very clear on these issues. Hamas started in 87, our leader, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawarallahu Marqadahu. He was martyred in 2004 by Ariel Sharon. The holy place in the Quran, you will find one place only. Allah speaks of a war against him, Allah Jalla Wala, and that is riba. Surah 2 verse 279, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْأَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't abstain, refrain from riba and interest and viaj and sood, call whatever you want. Be prepared for a war against Allah Jalla Wala and Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Open all the ahadith books. Only one place is mentioned. قَالُ النَّبِيُّ الْمُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّهُ that man aada li waliya faqad aadantuhu bil harb. You cause harm to my wali, my special friend. You go and harm them, I, Allah, will wage war against you. Ariel Sharon, the butcher of Beirut, the war criminal, so he sent the F-16 in Gaza after Fajr, and he's martyred Sheikh Ahmad Yasin. Allah ki lati be awaze. So eight years, Allah put Ariel Sharon in Sakarat. He couldn't love, he couldn't freak. You don't understand Afrikaans, your foreigners come from Somalia, Ethiopia. Yeah. Freak is an Afrikaans word. He couldn't die like a dog. For 8 years, Allah taught him. And you watch what's going to happen to all of them now. Benjamin Netanyahu and Ben Gwe and Smotrich. Every day we make dua. Allah masallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, you punish the whole lot of them. They murdered 200,000 of our people in Gaza al-Mubarakah. They martyred more than 25,000 children in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Hamas brought izzat to this ummah. The Palestinians, the Saudis and the Emiratis and Bahrain and Morocco and Jordan and Egypt, the whole lot leaders, all murtads, all kafirin, munafiqin. But our ulama are so frightened because they worried about his visa. They worried about where will we go. Why can't we put, we can give big lectures, but we don't speak about the real issues. I mean, it's a shame and disgrace. Let us be honest about these issues. So we must know who is Hamas. Then came Abdul Aziz Rantisi. He lasted for 3-4 weeks. He was martyred. Then came Ismail Haniya. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلِ لَن نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلِ. Our leader, Hafiz Ismail Haniya, his father was a peer, was a sheikh, was a murshid. Friday, the students and the murids would come to his father and they would have their zikr. He would at a young age read the Quran, and how beautiful it is to read Quran, remember that. The Shias, they sold him out and they invited him there to Iran, and a replay of what they did to Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. This is also another issue. You must remember in the Shia, I've been to Iran. I debated with them and beat them with Allah's help. So remember who martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. The Shias, is written in their own books. Go study Al-Irshad by Sheikh Mufid. Go study Al-Ihtijaj by Tabarasi. And go see who murdered. They admitted themselves and they read poetry. نَحْنُ قَتَلْنَا عَلِيًّا وَبَنِي عَلِيٍّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِ. We murdered and martyred Sayyidina Ali. We martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. We used the swords and the spears made from India in Al-Ihtijaj of Tabrasi. But you find our people that they will be swearing Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Allah forbid. So how can we be so naive and simple and so forth? We must learn to sift out what is the truth from the batil and so forth and so on. So the kuffar, Shias invited him. They told the Jutlas and the Jews, Ismail Haniyeh is there. And then that's how he got martyred. But Allah, his reward is there. Our leader Yahya Sinwar, they said Yahya Sinwar is in a tunnel. He made such tunnels till today, the Jutlas, the Americans are astonished and amazed. They don't know how many tunnels this man made. Remember, till today, they can't find the hostages. They got all the satellites, they got everything. The Jutlas are still there. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. This is what happened Wednesday night in Washington. They shot the two Jews. You will find the Muslims talking nonsense, you know. Rest in peace and all these things. These people are part of the Israeli embassy. They are promoting the ethnic cleansing. CNN now, today in news I gave. Pay attention, all of you. CNN today gave news, and they said 82% of the Israelis saying that there must be ethnic cleansing, you must clean them up, all these Palestinians. Men, women, children, 82%. So what you talking about innocent people? Islam says you must remember that they are settlers. They stole our land, they stole our masajid, they stole our farms, they stole almost everything. So one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. They all are legitimate targets. We should be very clear on this here. So how can we be so apologetic and compromising on this issue here? So brothers, my message to you is, you go for, went for Hajj, you went for Umrah, you should go. You'll get much more thawab and reward. I say this every day. People going for 10 times Hajj and 20 Umrahs and all that, fine. But you're making MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, rich. He's not interested in your Hajj and Umrah. He's interested in the money that comes in. 4 million people were there for Umrah during Ramadan. Today's figure, 800,000 people are there for Hajj. It will go to 1.5 million, 2 million plus minus. He's not interested in that. He wants the money. One of the first governments ever in our Islamic history to impose taxes on the Hujjaj. The people who tax the Hujjaj were the highway robbers. And there's Ali Saud. Ali Saud had some good people. So I saw King Faisal. In 75 he was martyred. So he was a good person. King Khalid was good. But these characters here of now, so we make dua, Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud, kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. Allah decimate and destroy them. So because they're destroying Islam from inside, Sanama in Makkah, Sanamas in Medina, which Muslim in his right mind will think of doing that? But they're doing everything. You can see what's happening. No, nothing is hidden now. So my brothers, you should understand what really is unfolding. Today's news, Saudi Arabia and France are working to unarm Hamas. Take away all their arms. You brought about Zilla, Najdis, for the Najdis Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The Master alayhi salam made dua for Sham. He made dua for Yemen. For Yemen, the Master alayhi salam made 4 duas, all in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina. Ya Allah, give barakah, blessing to them. Al-imanu yamaniyun. Iman is Yemeni. And al-hikmatu yamaniyun. Wisdom is there. Al-fiqhu yamaniyun. And for these Najdis, Najd means Riyadh and those areas. They invited me for a conference, you must remember, many years ago, and we were discussing. Then one sheikh from Cape Town asked them that where is Najd? They said Iraq. So he quoted the hadith, Jazahullah Khair. I think it was Sheikh Alexander or somebody. So I forget his name. He said, how can it be Iraq when we discuss the ahadith of the miqat? Wali ahli Najdin qarnul manazil. And that is in Bukhari, that is in this thing, in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations, and qarnul manazil, Najd is in Saudi. So that Sheikh, that professor, he didn't know what to answer. So he got very bad, you know, very badly humiliated. They just twist the hadith how they want to. He say, no, Najd is not Saudi, it's Iraq. But here the hadith is teaching you. So Nabi alayhi salam refused to make dua for them, for these Najdis. Riyad and company. Why? Al-fitan wa zalazil. From there the fitnas will come. The earthquakes will come. Then let's teach these people. So we should know what is really happening and unfolding in the world nowadays. So make special dua. Go to Aqsa, all of you who have been for Umrah and Hajj and Medina Munawwara. You should go. You must remember, they need us. They're giving their life. They're giving their children. 3 months, nothing came in. Now little bit bread and flour came in. But no fuel till today has entered. No medication has entered. Imagine what the jihad is going on. And me and you, our South Africans, the people, they ask me, say, you want to go for jihad? I say, your jihad, if somebody comes with a water pistol, your wuzu will break. You understand? Tell me about jihad. You can't read Fajr Salat properly for 40 days, for 3 months and all that. You tell me you want to go for jihad and this type of things. So brothers, understand, India, our enemy. Palestine, our Hamas, 100% Sunni. You don't want to help them, so they went to the Shias. What must they do? You don't want to help them. So you must remember that. So when a person is drowning, somebody comes to pull him out. They say, no, you must be Muslim, then you must take me out. So anybody come and pull you out, you go and take the help. So you drove them to that because you're studying with Israel and America. And then you must remember that we in South Africa also need to wake up here. You see, now Trump and Ramaphosa, they met there, all these things. They say there's genocide in South Africa. All this is engineered by the enemies. So I'm no politician, nothing, but the facts must be spoken. I'm not speaking of reward and sawab and so forth. But the freedom we got here in South Africa, this beautiful masajid we got, we have our radio stations, we can speak. How I'm speaking now, not one Muslim country will allow you. No Arab country will allow you. First thing, they lock me up and put me away. And you won't see me after that. Therefore, we no more go to those areas. Otherwise, we used to go every year, alhamdulillah. Because we know they made Qurbani of Jamal Khashoggi, they'll make our Qurbani also. So this is how you should make shukr. Thank Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, for the freedom we got. So the word da'wat, mashallah, the youngsters are here. I don't know, some of them might be ulama. You're making da'wat, tabligh, very good. I always say, the work of da'wat, tabligh started by Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawarullah Marqadawi in 1926. They in Mewat and so forth. 100 years and more now Islamically. It's the best work in the world. There's different thing now. We got our own agendas and all these type of things there. So always do da'wat, tabligh. And you who are qualifying as ulama and mulvis, don't keep it confined to Muslims. Your da'wat tabligh, you must take it to the non-Muslims. Every day the non-Muslims are asking us questions. They ask me that, AK, why you'll go round and round the cube, your black cube, you see? So that, what you're worshipping? I say, no, we're not worshipping anything. We worship Allah, Jalla Wala. I said, when your clothes get dirty, you put in a washing machine. It spins and it spins and it spins. It comes out white and clean. The Muslim, you must think out of the box. You can't speak Quran and Hadith. You take on a Shia, you must use their books. You take on a Christian, you must take their books. You speak to the non-Muslims, you must think from your head. So when your clothing is dirty, it comes out pure and clean after spinning. مَنْ طَوْفَ بِالْبَيْتِ خَمْسِينَ مَرَّةً خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْ أُمُّهُ Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. When you go, make 50 tawaf. One tawaf is 7 rounds. 50 tawaf you made, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you will come out pure and cleansed, clean, purified from your vices and sins like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. I was there in 74, 75. 74 we were with Hazrat Binuri, 75 in Umrah, and 75 in Hajj. I was there when Hazrat said this, Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, one of the greatest sheikhs, remember, in hadith and so forth. He said, Jawani ka zamana tha, hum 32-33 martaba yawmiya tawaf karte the. He said, daily we used to make 32-33 tawaf per day. Me and you try 32-33 tawaf, our janazah will come out. You must remember that. But that time the crowd was small also. So see, one day 32-33 tawaf. So brothers, when we send our hujjaj, our family members are there, so tell them instead of visiting the malls and meeting Paul and all that, make tawaf of Baytullah. It's the only place you can do that. 2-3 other issues, your brothers, sisters, family are there from Somalia, Ethiopia, South Africa, gone for Hajj. Tell them on the day of Arafat. Arafat will be on Thursday, Friday, 2 weeks time is Eid day. You know the Saudis, they got moon zombies. They see the moon quickly, you know. So this type of things there. So before the birth of the moon, sometimes they see it also. So anyway, so Hajj will be on Thursday, Eid will be Friday day, 2 weeks time. Whereas Friday will be Arafat day and Saturday will be Eid, inshallah, moon sighting business. So the point I'm making, tell them that they must complete the Quran Sharif. And then after they read their Zuhur and Asr in Arafat, then they must complete Quran and then make dua. And then duas are accepted, accepted, accepted. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah writes, minimum in Kitabul Azkar, when you complete the Quran anywhere in the world, 4,000 angels, malaika come to say Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. You in Hajj. And read the dua, dua'i wa dua'ul anbiya min qabli hadith in Tirmidhi. La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa li shayin qadir. So this dua, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read in Arafat, and every Nabi, from Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time till Nabi Isa alayhi salam, they all perform Hajj and read and recited this dua. Last one, the days of Qurbani is coming, you foreigners, so whether you're following Maliki, Shafi, Hanbali, or it's fine, you follow whoever you want to. So try and slaughter according to Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali. You slaughter one goat, you slaughter one sheep, so remember it's fine. So become a person who slaughters. So slaughter one at least. You Hanafis, I must slaughter for myself, I must slaughter for my wife. It's not I must slaughter for her, but it's good. You tell your wife, oh honey, don't pay me money, I'll pay your money, I'll make, you're not your kurbani, I'll make your animal's kurbani. You don't make her kurbani, you understand? And this type of things here and so forth, so like that. And your small children, minor children, there's no kurbani. You make it nafil. It's sahih hadith in Ibn Majah and Targhib wa Targhib. Sheikh Albani said it. I met Sheikh Albani also, alhamdulillah, in 98. So Sheikh Yunus Jaunpuri used to say, is door ke bare muhaddis hai. Today, children who don't understand hadith, let rudiments also want to come talk nonsense, you know. She used to say, Sheikh Yunus, rahimahullah, I said, Sheikh Albani, bahut bare muhaddis hai. Albani, rahimahullah, wrote in Targhib wa Tarheeb, hadha hadithun sahihun, which I have by me. So you must remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man lam yudahi. So the person who doesn't make the qurbani and so forth, man wajada sa'atan wa lam yudahi, فَلَا يَحْضُرَنَّ مُسَلَّانَا فَلَا يَقْرُبْ مُسَلَّانَا. You got the means to slaughter. This is for Hanafis especially. And you don't slaughter, then don't even come near the Eidgah. Don't even come read your Eid Salat. It's a wa'id, it's a warning. So all of us will make the Qurban, inshallah. Your inshallah came out like you're living in Gaza, you know. You'll never eat for 3 days or something. You'll make Qurbani. That's better, inshallah. We all must make the Qurbani. And your wife, you must give her a nice present. You see, oh honey, take the money also. Allah will keep the muhabbat. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah. Come quick, quick azan, and their time is going. You see, they told me 10 plus 1, I must be finished. Yeah. You know, they give us time here.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له الحمد لله الملك الديان القوي السلطان الحنان المنان الذي كل يوم وفي شأن أحمده في كل وجه أحمده في كل وقت وأشكره سر وإعلان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد هدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا من أصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى زايد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا رب العالمين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم أحدا اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين الملعونين يا رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة Brothers, straighten the sufuf downstairs, upstairs, please. Switch off all the cell phones, please.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على السلام حي على الفلاح قد قامت السلاة قد قامت السلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الشكر. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك وجلال الإكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت. سمعنا وطعنا وغفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.